Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
So this week and next week, we're going to talk a little bit about the ACCORD study. Mark, you with us?
I'm here.
Good day. I'm going to give a little bit of background just so that everybody knows a little bit about the ACCORD. It's one of those acronyms that I'm sure everyone's forgotten what it stands for, which is Action to Control Cardiovascular Risk in Diabetes. Probably a quarter of the funding for the ACCORD study went to an acronym developer to come up with such a name. The ACCORD study is one of those studies that most people should be familiar with, at least those of us that take care of diabetes, because like the UKPDS and the DCTCT trial, it's a big one. It's a multi-center study of type 2 diabetes. It was designed originally to examine the effects of glycemic control on cardiovascular disease in patients with long-standing diabetes. It's a big cohort, over 10,000 people, mostly older, 62 years of age is the mean age, and they looked at a couple of different variables. It was designed and randomized to look at an intensive treatment group with the goal of achieving low hemoglobin A1Cs. Those of you that are regular listeners will remember recently we've looked at the meaning of such a low hemoglobin A1C. But it also had a couple of other groups. Approximately one half of the population in the study was assigned to a blood pressure study, which included intensive therapy aimed at getting people quite low, below 120 millimeters of mercury. And one half was also assigned to a lipid study in which all subjects were treated with a statin and one half randomly assigned to a fibrate. This week, we're going to look at a study that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, and it asks the question, is the combination of a fibrate plus a statin more effective than a statin alone in patients with type 2 diabetes? So only looking at type 2 diabetes. Mark, what did they find?
Well, of course, you know the answer already. More is always better, right?
It depends on who funded it.
So, yeah, this is a group of studies I think is really going to be very important and really help guide our care and guidelines that are developed over the next few years. And like you said, they previously showed that a lower A1C target was not better. In this study, in this arm of the study, they took patients 40 to 79 with known heart disease, or 55 to 79 who were at risk for heart disease, and everyone had diabetes. Everyone had an LDL between 60 and 180, an HDL under 50 or 55, depending on race and sex, and a triglyceride under 750. So they put everyone on simvastatin. The final dose for most people was between 20 and 40 milligrams a day. And then they were randomized to either get the fenofibrate 160 a day or placebo. And they found that there was some harm. Those getting fenofibrate were much more likely to have an increase in their serum creatinine. Now, that's a disease-oriented outcome. It's not a harm like, you know, renal failure, but it certainly is probably at least an indicator that there's something going on renally, and the number needed to treat was only 11 for women and 5 for men. Actually, number needed to harm, we would call that. The primary outcome that they were looking at was a major cardiovascular event, sort of all bad things, a non-fatal MI, non-fatal stroke, cardiovascular death. And they also had a number of other combined outcomes that they defined as secondary outcomes. So after 5 years, 85% of patients in both groups were still taking the study medications as assigned. A few had switched to a different statin, but they were still taking a statin. At that time, there was actually no difference between groups in the primary all bad cardiovascular things outcome, 2.2% versus 2.4%, in any of the secondary outcomes or all-cause mortality. And they looked at 10 pre-specified analyses with 24 subgroups. And in all of that fishing around in the data, they found only one with a statistically significant difference. And that was that men's, if there was benefit, seemed to have a trend toward more benefit than women. They also found a trend toward benefit among patients who had an initial triglyceride over 200 and initial HDL under 35. And, you know, you might say, well, that's what the fenofibrate is designed to do. But it was really, even in that trend, which was not statistically significant, which was one of over 20 of these combined outcomes, it was still only a very small difference, about less than 2% in terms of combined outcomes over 5 years. So totally unimpressive. The bottom line is that there's really no benefit to adding a fibrate to a statin for these high-risk patients with type 2 diabetes or patients with known heart disease and diabetes.
Excellent. So, again, a study where perhaps more isn't always better.
That's right. And, you know, there's a lot of physicians really work hard to get those triglycerides down, get very excited when the triglycerides are over 200 or over 250 or 300 or whatever. And I have yet to see any clinical trial evidence that really convinces me there's any benefit to that. And, you know, some of the other drugs that were in development to raise HDL actually turned out to be quite harmful.
Right, right.
And so, you know, I think we have to be, you know, very sanguine about this, and, you know, that, you know, there probably in this group is some benefit to putting them on simvastatin, but to add another drug to it, not really that helpful.
Right. I think that we probably haven't seen the last chapter to be written on cholesterol. You know, that in 20 or 30 years, they'll look back on this period of aggressive cholesterol treatment with a different perspective than we currently have.
Yeah, and I think we also haven't seen the last of the editorials and review articles that are going to come out criticizing the ACCORD study for being such a horribly designed study because it didn't give people the answer that they were expecting. So you know, look for those editorials as well.
Excellent. We'll talk with you again next week, Mark. Thanks for
this
poem. Okay, bye-bye.
Talk to you then. Yep, bye.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.